USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Senate Republicans, led by Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford, are pushing for immigration reforms as part of any foreign aid package for Ukraine. Their proposal includes border wall construction, increased pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to asylum laws, including raising the standard for credible fear claims. Senate Democrats so far have resisted changes to immigration and asylum policies. Former President Trump's testimony in his New York civil fraud trial has concluded. He engaged in repeated disputes today with the presiding judge as prosecutors questioned him about his financial records, saying after the proceedings,
"This is a case that should have never been brought, and it's a case that should be immediately dismissed."
New York's Democratic Attorney General is alleging that Trump inflated his net worth to enable the Trump Organization to secure more favorable loans. Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria may have resulted in injuries to as many as 45 U.S. service members. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Pentagon had previously disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks following the onset of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. The Biden administration is allocating billions of dollars to enhance Amtrak's Northeast Corridor. President Biden revealed the spending of over $16 billion for these upgrades during a speech today in Delaware.
Over 2,200 trains run in this corridor every single day, serving 800,000 passengers.
The initiatives encompass the reconstruction of century-old tunnels and bridges, as well as track enhancements aimed at improving travel efficiency. House Republicans are making a renewed attempt to censure Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib for her criticisms of Israel. Georgia Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rich McCormick have both introduced new resolutions today to formally reprimand Tlaib. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
According to a recent Gallup survey, support for the death penalty is at its lowest point in 50 years. The survey reveals that 50% of respondents believe it is administered unfairly, while 47% believe it is administered fairly. In the last instance, when Gallup posed this question, only 45% believed it was applied unfairly. Nearly 30,000 pounds of dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets are being recalled.
If dino nuggies are a big favorite in your house, you might want to check the bag. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced that Tyson Foods issued a recall for its Fun Nuggets. That recall specifically for the 29-ounce plastic bags. Officials say that contaminated nuggets were made on September 5th and may contain pieces of metal. I'm Corey Myers.
Taylor Swift is experiencing the most significant album debut of her career. The singer's re-recorded edition of her 2014 album, 1989, Taylor's Version, has claimed the top spot on Billboard 200 Albums chart, amassing over 1.3 million sales in its inaugural week. Week 9 of the NFL concludes with the New York Jets playing host to the Chargers on Monday Night Football. The Jets aim to secure their fourth consecutive victory, entering the game with a record of 4-3. On the other hand, the L.A. Chargers are striving to bring their record to an even 500 following a win against the Bears last week, which brought them to 3-4. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.